It is now time for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and so when you hear that old school bell, you know to get your Bibles. And I would invite you now to turn in your Bible to the book of Luke, Luke chapter 3. In a moment, we're going to read Luke chapter 3 and verse 8, and after some comments on that passage, we're going to turn over to Luke chapter 7 and begin in verse 24. And so I'll guide you through that study as we get there. While you're turning in the book of Luke to Luke chapter 3, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we are looking at Sunday school notes that were written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday of July the 1st, 1923. And this particular Sunday school class is about John the Baptist being one of the great men of the New Testament. And I want to go back and read to you John chapter the book of Luke, Luke chapter 3 and verse 8, where John the Baptist preached, "Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham." John exhorted all he baptized to so live as to show that they had repented. He baptized the Pharisees and Sadducees who came to his baptism in Matthew 3 and verse 7, and exhorted them to bring forth fruit worthy of repentance, unto which he had baptized them in John 3 and verse 11. John knew their hearts and their claims. None could claim special privileges in the kingdom of Christ because they were the fleshly descendants of Abraham. God did not select Abraham arbitrarily. Abraham was a good man, a man of faith, and consequently obeyed God, and therefore God blessed him. Genesis 18 and verse 19, and Genesis 22:12 through 18, and Genesis 26:1-5, and even Hebrews 11 and verse 8. And hence his children were not entitled to special privileges because they were his fleshly descendants. If they will not obey God as did their father, they must be cut off. Being the children of Abraham, with so great opportunities to know and to do God's will instead of being a benefit to them, will sink them deeper into destruction unless they repent and obey God. John said, God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham, Matthew chapter 3 and verse 9. God was independent of them as servants and worshipers, but there they were poor, lost sinners, and God in mercy was ready to save them upon their repentance and obedience in baptism. When the Jews judged themselves unworthy of eternal life, Acts 13:46, the gospel was preached to the Gentiles and of other nations. God raised up the seed of Abraham. We read that in Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. Here Paul wrote, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. There can be neither Jew nor Greek. There can be neither bond nor free. There can be no male nor female, for you're all one man in Christ. And if ye are Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." So far as these Pharisees and Sadducees were concerned, the destruction was near, inasmuch as life is uncertain. it appointed unto all men once to die, and after this cometh judgment, Hebrews 9 and verse 27. This destruction is near all sinners. John said, even now the axe lieth at the root of the trees, ready for the use of the woodsman in cutting them down. Everyone is responsible for his own manner of life and of sins. All are trees. Every tree that does not bring forth good fruit, that is, fruit worthy of repentance, is cut down and cast into the fire. The multitudes ask him what they must do to bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. He said, he who had two coats must impart unto him who had none. He who had food must do likewise. The publican, who is the tax gatherer, must exact no more than what is due. And soldiers must do violence to no one, accuse none falsely, and be content with their wages. He warned each against the peculiar temptation to which his position exposed him, and exhorted each to serve faithfully in his place. He instructed his disciples in other religious duties. Hear about John in Luke chapter 3, verses 9 through 14, where John said, even now the axe also lieth at the root of the trees. Every tree thereof that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. And the multitudes asked him, saying, what then must we do? And he answered and said unto them, he that hath two coats, let him impart to him that had none, and he that hath food, let him do likewise. And there came also publicans to be baptized, and they said unto him, teacher, what must we do? And he said unto them, exhort no more than that which is appointed you. And the soldiers asked him, saying, and what must we do? And he said unto them, extort from no man by violence, neither accuse any one wrongfully, and be content with your wages. Now John was not the prophet Moses had foretold. That is, John was not the Christ. The whole nation was his expectation that God would send a wise deliverer who would free it from Roman bondage and gather the scattered Jews into a kingdom of peace and prosperity in their own land. John's earnest and fervent preaching, his denunciation of sin, and the widespread influence of his work caused the people to wonder in their hearts if he were not the Christ. The Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him if he was the prophet or the Christ, and he said he was not, and told them who he was. We read in John chapter 1, verses 19 through 28, and this is the witness of John, when the Jews sent unto him from Jerusalem priests and Levites to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, and he confessed, I am not the Christ. When they asked him, what then? Art thou Elijah? And he said, I am not. Art thou that prophet? He answered, no. They said unto him, who art thou, that we may give answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said Isaiah the prophet. And they had been sent from the Pharisees, and they asked him, and said unto him, why then baptizest thou, if thou art not the Christ, neither Elijah, neither the prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize in water. In the midst of you standeth one whom you know not, even he that cometh after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethany beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. John knew the thoughts of the multitudes, and gave this verse and the next one in answer to them. He was not the prophet. He was not the Christ. His mission was only to prepare for Christ, as already declared. He was not worthy to bear Christ's shoes. Slaves among Jews, Greeks, and Romans put on, took off, and carried the shoes of their master. Unloosing one shoe latch was a humble service. It may have been done sometimes as a voluntary and humble service. John considered himself unworthy to even do this for Jesus. He was the friend of the bridegroom and was happy to sustain that relationship to Jesus. He said that Jesus must increase while he must decrease in John 3:29-30. Jesus would overwhelm their souls in the Holy Spirit as John had baptized their bodies in water. He shall baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire. Verse 16. The margin says, with. That is, with the Holy Spirit and with fire. John was speaking to a mixed multitude. Jesus would separate the good from the bad and baptize the good in the Holy Spirit and the bad in fire as the chaff was burned. Verse 17. John did not teach. Here's the text. John answered them all, saying, this is John 3:16-17, I indeed baptize you with water, but there cometh one that is mightier than I, the latchet of whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire, whose fan is in his hand, thoroughly cleanse his threshing floor, and to gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. John did not teach by this, then Jesus, and the apostles did not teach afterward that baptism in water ceased with John's mission. Jesus and his disciples baptized in water more disciples than John. We read in John 3:22-30, that after these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Anan near Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized, for John was not yet cast into prison. There arose therefore a questioning on the part of John's disciples with the Jews about purifying. And they came to John and said, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou hast borne witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it had been given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom standeth, and heareth him, and rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is made full. He must increase, and I must decrease. And then, in John chapter 4, the first three verses, we read, When therefore the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again unto Galilee. After his resurrection, Jesus sent out his apostles into all the world to teach all nations and to baptize all who would receive their teaching or who would believe in Christ and repent of their sins, into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all things that he had commanded. In Matthew chapter 28, beginning in verse 16, we read, But the 11 disciples went into Galilee, into the mountain where Jesus has appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came to them and spake unto them, saying, All authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. And then in Mark 16:15-16, we read, He said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And then Luke 24:46-47, Jesus said that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.